Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
1-0, baby. AB after the beard. And
Christian Wood.
Christian Wood is real, bro.
What did I tell you yesterday? There's an outside chance. I'm not saying it's likely, but there's an outside chance he could be the next Tim Duncan. And I thought that was appropriate that he put it on Duncan-like numbers on the Spurs. I'm just saying, if you want to try to get the big three going,
like
all these draft picks.
He doesn't
picks,
play like
he doesn't,
Tim Duncan.
He doesn't have that pop.
So Tim Duncan's he's not different. A 27-15-3 guy?
But really? He doesn't play like. You could say next KG, maybe, if you want to make
Yeah, but like if Duncan had a step-out game.
Oh, so if he changed his entire game.
Mean, yeah, and he shot threes. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
But he's Duncan-esque.
No,
he's not.
He didn't have the bank shot.
He's
didn't have
nothing
a
like him.
Post-game.
Yeah, but other than that.
Yeah, okay. And he also collected against the Lakers, who have some big guys. He had like 3 rebounds. Okay, so, he's really, really different.
He had an ankle problem that day.
No, he didn't have any ankle problems.
He and James had hurt their ankles.
Well, he did. He did have an ankle
remember
problem.
Remember when James pretended to hurt his ankle after his New Year's Eve party that he had? Having no mask, he just had a New Year's Eve party.
He was just suffering from fat.
Yeah,
that's all he was suffering from. I mean,
if he's wearing a silicone belly just to try to trick people,
do you think that he's going to like be?
Oh, James is coming out with his first game. He's coming out with 38.
No,
38 and 15. It's going to have a monster first game.
Yeah,
guaranteed lock of the century.
Skinny?
No, I don't think he's going to be skinny.
But
I do think James is going to go out of his way to show how he's going to like. He will have a bunch of assists, but he'll also.
Yeah.
I think he might hit 28, actually.
Yeah, I don't know, because
he's going to want to share.
He wants to prove that he's
show.
Not a ball hog.
Yeah.
Well, there's no Kyrie.
I can play well with others.
No, there's no Kyrie. He could end up.
He'll
still
shots.
Play well with others, though.
Did you notice Kyrie is now the GM saying, no, Kyrie and KD are committed to making this gel with James Harden. Well, I'm sure Kevin Durant is. You said he orchestrated all this, is what you've heard.
Yeah.
The Kyrie thing, watch how quick Kyrie gets off the Zoom with a kitten in his lap that he's petting the kitten's ears while he's on Zoom calls and at birthday parties for children and things like that.
Well, his sister and dad.
Yeah, watch how fast, now that James is there and his little part of the sandbox could get taken over, he's going to rush back to
you
the
Nets.
So? Yes. I think with James there, his little alpha sense is like, ooh, they may not need me anymore. Right? It's one thing when they need you. They're not playing well. Oh, this is great.
They need me.
Now, all of a sudden, they have James, and this move has to be in part because of Kyrie. It probably intensified the need to get another guy in case they...
Oh, absolutely.
So now, all of a sudden, watch how quick Kyrie decides, you know what, the Capitol building, I feel better about it now. There's a rest being made.
Back.
I need to get back.
I think he's going to push back even further. Watch.
You
do? Oh, you think I got to come back now?
Nah. Kyrie is going to...
Watch me.
Watch this. Kyrie is going to rush back. Because his alpha senses.
I don't know.
Well, of course, this came out a day ago. Kyrie reportedly willing to sit out the rest of the season.
So that theory might be.
But I bet you I'm right on this one.
Sit out because he's met. Is this really because they hired Steve Nash?
No.
Well, that's what
it's
he. That's
he
what
doesn't that, love basketball.
Well, he. I know he just.
I
likes
think he likes
around.
Basketball. I don't think he likes being told what to do by anybody.
He's getting paid.
He just wants to play in a league where there are no coaches, probably no refs. Nobody who has any authority,
when
quote
you
unquote,
can go to
over
whatever
him,
team you
no
want.
No commissioner. Like, well, they have those. You can play at the Rucker. Like, there's all kinds of leagues like that with really competitive leagues. Now, they don't pay, they're not going to pay you $30-plus million.
Well, then, the Nets just keep paying him then?
He could play in the big.
He could play in the rec league, and the Nets can just keep paying
him. That's his.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I see, the more disturbing thing about this for me is the thing I don't understand is, look, Kyrie Irving's name is spelled K-Y-R-I-E. Kyrie. Okay. I'm with it. But now that he's shortening it, it's K-A-I.
Yeah.
Where the hell did the I come?
The
A come
yeah.
from? No, even reporters are writing Kai. K-A-I.
Wait.
Yeah. Like, that's on his Zoom. It was K-A-I.
No. Reporters aren't writing
Sean
that.
They quoted Sean Marks. I spoke to Kai, K-A-I, and Kevin yesterday as this was going on, getting their thoughts from multiple
that's
levels.
We in the culture like to say, that is problematic.
You're not in the culture.
That is very problematic that he's gone to K-A-I.
He's in the chef culture.
Yeah,
okay? Barely.
The barbecue
K-A-I?
Culture.
Yeah, even
that's
even
what,
when people
that's
are
what mom's name. That's one of the mom's cute names for their kids. Well, this is my daughter Kai, or this is my son
Kai. Do you
think
your son wants rebrand a Cobra Kai or something?
Just Cobra.
Cobra. Is that what it is? Kyrie's rebranding because Cobra Kai is big right now.
It's huge.
Now Kai.
Nah, I want to.
No, it's probably because he thinks it's a cute name. Did you see him on a Zoom call?
What are you doing? Yeah, but why would
you see him on a Zoom call?
But why wouldn't it just be KY? Yeah. Oh, I know why it wouldn't be KY. Never mind.
That's the jelly.
Yeah, never mind.
You don't want to.
No, Kai is like, this is my daughter. These are my kids, Aiden and Kai. Kai is a petulant basketball player. We love him, but he is so much trouble.
There's not an A
in his
name.
He's a handful.
There's no A. How did you get Kai? I don't know. Listen, that's their problem. That sounds like a you problem.
That sounds like a Nets problem. That's
honestly,
an NP. That's not an MP.
So he could claim, though, that he's got mental issues, so that's why they're going to have to continue to play him, because he has mental problems.
Mm-hmm.
But
wait, what?
The Nets, yeah.
He doesn't have mental
like
problems.
It's like he's injured. Yes,
no, but you said mental problems. You mean he's emotionally hurt?
Yeah, he's got mental issues.
Is he? I don't feel like
well,
that's how they're
look. This is the same guy.
Do they put DNP mental issues on his box score?
Emotional concerns?
Yes, he's emotionally challenged. Yes.
See, this is the same guy
again.
When Carmelo Anthony said it was challenging mentally to come off the bench. He goes, yeah, he's mentally challenged.
Yeah.
Did he not say he was challenged mentally?
Yes.
So if you're challenged mentally, what are you? You're mentally challenged.
Word order matters. You know this.
No. Yes. It's the same thing. He was challenged mentally. And now Kyrie is challenged mentally by the. Well, I honestly, it can't be because of the Capitol. It can't be.
That's what he said. That's what it's being reported. I actually don't know what he said.
But also was reported that he's still furious with the organization that he didn't get to pick the coach.
Is this now a thing? Now everyone's upset?
I guess.
Russell Wilson said yesterday he wants input in the OC, which I get. You're the quarterback. But it's now we have to be vocal about it. Everyone has to tell everyone. Make sure everyone knows that I want to say.
Right.
Couldn't he have just talked to the Seahawks privately and gone, hey, make sure, can I have an input on this?
Because, no, you know, tell it affects everybody. Me.
But what I seriously want to know, like, is this really? He's already on record as saying he's cool. Like, man, Steve's way cool. We have a great. He's on record. We have him quoted with how good the situation is with Steve Nash and how much that he vibes with the players and this, that, and the other. This is not. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Kyrie is the Odell Beckham of basketball. He's crazy talented, but he's never going to be a chemistry fit for anybody. And he's got a little Kanye in him too. And that's a bad mix. Hmm. He's got a little bit of the crazy like Kanye and a lot of the diva like Odell Beckham Jr. It's the worst of both worlds. He's got Odell Beckham / Kanye West. That's a terrible combination.
No, sounds like slander, mm-hmm. which you're putting on him.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a good comp. I'm the king of comps. That's the comp I've got.
How many
on
names
him.
Do you have?
You're a lot of them.
You're the king
Mr.
of comp.
Mr. Baseball, king of comp, numbers guy. IT guy.
Hmm.
Trash-ass Lance.
Producer Lance. You call me Trash-ass Lance.
Well, John just called you
nickname.
That, too.
DB Lance.
Rappin'
Dry
Dad.
Brisket Lance.
Oh, Rappin' Dad.
DB.
Chef Life.
KKK.
Well, not that one.
Cogslaughter. That's
not
what
that.
I meant.
No, not that.
Carol Kenton Cogslaughter.
We ain't putting that on him. That's a character.
That's I know.
Mm-hmm.
But what else? Who else are you?
That's all I got.
Okay.
It's a lot less than Kanye Irving.
Kai.
It's Kai Irving.
It's Kai.
I don't know if you've heard.
Kai. It's, what a terrible, terrible. I wish you wouldn't have pointed that out to me. Kai Irving.
Yeah, I saw it on Zoom. On the Zoom it
I saw it on Zoom. I'm like, yeah, I didn't think twice about it. But now that his own owner is saying, or his general manager is saying,
Sean Mark, I could get what Kyrie's not a long name, but I get you want to call him Kai as a short name. But why are, and I would say KY, why are reporters writing it as KAI? Because he put it on his Zoom.
That's how he does it.
KAI.
If that's his mama called him Kai, then I'm
his
calling
mama
Kai.
Didn't call
but
him.
But Diddy's been able to go
you
from.
Don't know that.
He's been able to go from Puffy to P. Diddy to Diddy. So he changed his name multiple times.
Well, he's a rapper. That doesn't mean that. His name is Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has he changed his name from Sean multiple times?
No, he just changed his name.
He just changed his rap name, which is fine.
Puffy.
Yeah.
Rap name, fine.
I remember when it was P. Diddy, people were like, oh, gross. And then he went straight Diddy.
His name's not Sean spelled C-H-A-U-N
now. If you're
now.
Real one, you keep the same name. 50 Cent has always been 50 Cent. Okay, that's it.
Are you?
He also says 50, but it's that's 50. Short for 50 Cent.
It's 50.
50. 50.
Yeah, that's fine.
But what about the Weeknd?
Ice-T has never.
If he's Weeknd.
If he's what?
Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
Oh, if Weeknd is Weeknd?
Weeknd. Well, he doesn't have an E.
It's Weeknd.
It's Weeknd.
What do you mean he doesn't have an E?
There's a W. It's W-E-E-K-N-D. It's missing an E. It's missing an E.
Since when?
It's always missed an E.
It's always been that way? Yeah. I guess I don't ever see it written.
Yeah.
Weeknd. That's why John
says
like
that. I like
to read
a lot about him.
I just know a song about
what do you
cocaine.
Know about him?
That's all I know.
He knows his face looks different now.
Yeah.
Cut his hair, right? What do you mean his face looks different?
You haven't seen that?
No.
Looks like he's had plastic surgery.
Really? Like Seal?
Yeah, it's weird. The guy's like in his 20s. Wow. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, it's 812 ESPN 97.5. 7378033776 to hang with us here on ESPN. We will actually talk about the Houston Rockets when we come back. Okay, we'll actually talk about the Houston Rockets when we
Ooh,
come back.
We've got a reason why He gets called Kai now. Aaron just tweeted us. I mean, texted us. Kyrie's middle name is Andrew, so Kai are his initials.
Then why put Irving at the bottom?
I can't explain that. It's Kyrie. But that's why he's called Kai now.
That's like people call me LZ Zerline.
No one would call you that, though.
People call me Jajag, John James Anthony Granato.
Jajag is what they call you?
Yeah. I've said multiple times you're just a guy.
Just a guy.
Yeah. Jag Granato?
That's me. Jag Granato. John Jag.
Ooh, one night in Miami. I can't wait to see this.
812 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about Jeff Aronoff, rock hard. And that's not the garbage can thing. That's being rock hard right here. You see your countertops, your patio, your tile, your outdoor kitchen. It's rock. It's tile. It's marble. It's anything hard Jeff Aronoff has to do. Now, it's any remodeling, actually. Dude can do it all. When we needed countertop work in our kitchen. We needed the outdoor kitchen as well. Jeff Aronoff was right there. His guys came, bing, 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 great workers. They kept a clean work site. They will stay away from you. Now's a good time. The kids are in school. They can work outside. The kids are on. By the time you're done, he's done with that outdoor kitchen. It'll be warmer. It'll be summer. You guys are going to, well, he'll do it before summer, but it'll be warmer out there and you guys can enjoy it while the kids are at school. This is a great time to have Jeff over there. And they'll keep, you know, they'll do the face mask. They'll keep, you know, away from everybody. They will do a great job for you. But if you need remodeling or building of any sort, then you call Jeff Aronoff at 713-880-2822. You're going to get 20% off, because you're a 97.5 listener. But Jeff loves our listeners, and he's going to do a job that is second to none. It's got to be a big job. It ain't just replacing some tiles in your bathroom. That ain't what he's doing. He'll do the entire bathroom for you. It's what he does every day. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
This is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, So I got a chance to get a little insight on the trade, the James Harden trade, and what the organization felt about it. And now there's a story coming out that there was no way that Tillman Fertitta was going to do a deal with Daryl Morey. I didn't ask about that, about a possible deal with Philly, but Ben Simmons was apparently on the table. The Rockets were insisting on Tyrese Maxey, but maybe even if they included, and the Sixers wouldn't budge on Maxey, there were all kinds of draft picks involved as well. But this report by CBS, by Brad Botkin of CBS Sports, CBS NBA, says, after that, I was told to Tillman Fertitta, the Houston Rockets owner, he was just adamant that they not make a deal with Philly, obviously with Daryl Morey being the GM over there now. I could certainly see where there would be some, yeah, where there would be some animosity. This also says that Morey wouldn't pull the, did not want to pull the trigger on the Russell Westbrook trade, and Tillman Fertitta said, "We're doing this, just do it," and told Daryl Morey to bring Russell Westbrook here. Now, gave up a lot of draft picks for it, and now Daryl's been pretty flippant with his draft picks anyway.
But that one did not seem like a Morey. That seemed like that was the least Daryl Morey move I saw ever.
It was terrible.
Throwing away that many picks to do this, like, how desperate are you?
Well, you were desperate to get rid of Chris Paul. That was what you were desperate to do. You had to.
Well, I guess Tillman just wanted him out of the building. Well, maybe when Daryl Morey
James
said
James wanted him out of the building.
Well, yeah. When Daryl said, we're not trading Russell, maybe they're trading Chris Paul. Maybe Daryl actually believed it at the time.
Yeah,
it felt like, why would you say that, Daryl? Yeah. It just feels like you're just lying to us intentionally. And then you trade the guy. Maybe that makes sense then, that Daryl didn't have any intention of doing it. And then I guess Tillman made him pull the trigger, which I don't blame him. But to give up that much to take on Russell Westbrook's salary is, I get that you got rid of, you basically traded Chris Paul for John Wall with just 1 year in between.
Yeah.
That's what you did.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that trade.
You traded Chris Paul and James Harden for John Wall and 4 first-round picks
and
Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, possibly a lot more than that with
sound,
the swaps.
Like, when I say it out loud, that doesn't sound awesome.
It doesn't 65 sound...
65-win team, and off that team you traded Chris Paul, the MVP, and Chris Paul for John Wall. You gave, for John Wall, 4 first-round picks. You gave away 2 first-round picks. I'm not going to play this game.
3 swaps, too, though, which could be valuable.
Or not valuable.
Right. It could be valuable or not valuable. I'm betting that they're
you know what else could be valuable? That lottery ticket for the Powerball I got. That could be valuable.
Well, I'm betting the Nets aren't going to be worth a damn in a couple of years.
Are you betting the Rockets are?
You don't have to swap, then.
I know.
Yeah.
So what value does it give me?
Well, what do you mean?
You're betting on will the Rockets be better than the Nets.
Yes, I believe that they will.
When? How long will it take?
I think the Nets are going to fall apart once. Kyrie Irving is already a disaster.
If they move Irving.
Kevin Durant will want out of there.
If they move Irving and re-up Durant and James, it's over. Because even James and, you can say what you want, there's no way that team is going to be worse than a 52-win team. It's just not.
In the East, yeah. But they could be better.
I mean, the Rockets, won't make any difference.
After 2 years, James is going to be out. He's going to be out.
Why do you say that?
Because he'll go somewhere where he can, because they're not going to win anything, and he'll go somewhere where he thinks he can.
Do you think they're not going to win anything with he and Kevin Durant? They don't have a bad roster.
It's not great. It's not great. They gave up a lot of their roster. They gave up a lot of their roster
to get
to do
this deal done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, so I don't know. I think defensively, they're going to really struggle. I think.
It's an offensive league.
Yeah, well, you got to play some defense, and they haven't played any. That's been bad. They've been bad defensively.
But they're also young together. Like, they don't have a lot of experience altogether, too.
If Rafael Stone, who took over for Morey as Houston's new GM, really believes the 4-team deal with Brooklyn in the end was a better play than whatever Philly was to offer, then that's fine. But if the Rockets passed on Ben Simmons for any reason other than basketball, that's a bad deal. This says Ben Simmons could lead a championship caliber team. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I've never been a Ben Simmons fan. I don't know.
I'm kind of both ways on this. Okay. Here's my thing. Would you rather have a half year of or 1 year of Victor Oladipo and four first-round picks from the Nets, with one of them coming from Milwaukee, which on paper doesn't seem great, but as you mentioned with the Nets, that's really in flux. We'll have to see what happens. It could be really not good picks, or it could end up being a good pick. You just don't know. Not yet, because that's several years down the road. Or a couple of first-round picks in Ben Simmons, a known, proven commodity. If Oladipo was going to stay, well, that'd be one thing. But I don't get the sense of Victor Oladipo.
No, he's not staying. He's not staying. But now you also have, you're also going to have that money freed up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Which, I ain't worried about Tillman's money. Did you see his big new $150 million yacht? That's nice. That's totally sweet. Ben Simmons is a $30 million a year guy. I don't know.
So you think the team of Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Joe Harris, Jeff Green, Kevin Durant, and DeAndre Jordan are not going to be able to get anything done?
I don't think they're going to win a title, no.
And who do you like over there?
I think the Bucks can beat them.
I mean, the Bucks, Celtics, and Sixers have proven themselves to be up there. We'll have to see if the Sixers seem very mentally weak. But Daryl's going to flip some guys, and he'll tighten that up.
We're going to go on the mentally weak scale. I think the Nets come in last.
Yeah. Well, they're certainly high on the emo scale.
Yeah.
Although James has not typically been emo. He just likes to party.
Yeah.
James shows up and plays. He doesn't stroke a cat while he's laying on a sofa talking about, you know, whether or not the earth can potentially. Oh. I've seen a video on YouTube that questions the.
I'm not sure.
Dr. Rick, hey, you know what? Yeah, we all heard it. Just don't say anything.
Stroke.
Thanks,
Dr. Cat.
Rick. See? Dr. Rick, we see his hair's blue. We see his hair's. Don't say it. We all see it. We all see it. Don't say it. Hmm. Dr. Rick has to work on John.
Good luck to Dr. Rick on that.
I don't know. I just think James is doing that too. Just don't see it on a video.
I don't know if he's. I feel like James is more petting a peach, I think is what he's doing.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
There's that.
Do you think the NBA should answer the question about why they allowed teams to play the Wizards now that five Wizard players have tested positive? They're like, nah, just keep playing the Wizards. And every time a team plays the Wizards, players on their team have to go into quarantine. And it turns out now five Wizards players have tested positive.
Mm. Well, seems fine.
Got to get those games in.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what Adam Silver basically
saying. What are we
going to
do, cancel games?
And then everyone's outraged. Now,
possibly.
And so Adam Silver's like, I try to tell y'all. You're going to stay in and stop going out, or y'all can all catch COVID. Y'all can all catch case.
Yeah, but they're still going to get paid. Those checks are still cashing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I got sick. Oh, well.
He's trying to keep those bags fat. That's all.
That's all.
Adam's like, you're welcome.
Ben Simmons is signed through 24-25. He's $40 million a year.
I know that's gross.
It is gross to me. Ben Simmons
is not a $40 million
player. Goodness gracious.
The NBA's filled with max contract guys that aren't true max value guys. It just so happens they're on the right team. But actual max value guys, how many? You know, there should be probably like 10 max value guys in the whole league.
Yeah.
That's what it should be.
Right.
It should be like, no, you're not on Steph's level. No, you're not on James's level. No, you're not KD. You know, no, you're not Dame Lillard obviously would be. But Joel Embiid, that's not a max dollar guy. Ben Simmons isn't a max dollar guy. I don't even think Jason Tatum is a max dollar guy yet. I think he's a high pay high guy.
Guess what, though? You want to keep him?
Devin Booker should not be a max. No, I know how it is. I'm just saying, max dollar guys should be for the biggest superstars.
Yeah.
Because not everyone gets the quote unquote max dollar quarterback contracts. You'll have about eight guys that get that.
I mean, this is a max dollar guy that's averaging 12 points a game.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry. It just ain't happening. He averages 16 over his career. He can't shoot threes. He's a 56% field goal percentage. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
That's pretty
damn good. He's fine.
For a guard. I mean,
I was never excited about adding
him. Most of his work, he gets
but
a lot of rebounds
better,
and a lot of assists.
But there is something to be said for having a Wood-Simmons combination.
Yeah, that
you
would
know,
be,
moving forward with some first round picks and some free agent money.
Better,
there is something
better
to be
surround them with some shooters.
The $40 million is not going to do you a lot of good from a contractual standpoint. From you know, for a free agency,
no,
for the money. But you could, but those are two good young players who have some ability. There is an argument to be made that would you rather have three first round picks or Ben Simmons? When you get done making your three first round picks and it's not just a theory anymore, they are people, you may easily find that Ben Simmons is way more valuable than just three first round picks.
Yeah, and yeah, where are you picking him too?
Well, when,
especially if you're in the 20s.
It wasn't just going to be Ben Simmons. You're going to get another.
Yeah, Tyrese Maxey's a good player.
Yeah, yeah. Or
well,
or
he wouldn't, but they wouldn't give him up.
It was a question of who wanted what or who was giving up what. It was either Thibault or Maxey and whatever, but you were going to get a defender in Thibault if you wanted him and Ben Simmons. So, yeah, the thought of having three first or four first round picks when you consider all they got is great, but then you actually have to go make those picks and they have to be actually good players. So, we'll see if the Rockets have that in them.
Have you ever when's the last time you looked at what the Rams got for it was the Rams, right? They traded it was the Rams who dealt him to Washington for RG3 and got that huge selection of players. Have you ever looked at what that actually turned into?
No.
It was a lose-lose trade. It's one of those rare lose-loses. RG3 got hurt because he didn't know how to slide.
Yeah.
And the Shanahans just ran him. Of course, the Shanahans didn't do anything different than what the Ravens do with Lamar Jackson. Lamar actually runs a whole lot more, and no one complains about John Harbaugh running.
Well, like, RG3 didn't know how to. Well, RG3.
He literally didn't know how to slide.
He wasn't as elusive. I mean, it's a different deal with Lamar. He doesn't take a hit straight on.
Oh, he takes some pretty good shots. Russell Wilson takes no shots. I've just never seen him hurt. I saw him take hits in college. I've seen him take hits in the pro. The only time he got a little banged up was Buffalo. Buffalo busted. He stayed in the game, but they busted up. Lamar Jackson a little bit, but he was okay. But Lamar is like the Ravens. I think the Ravens understand. Look, he's been pretty durable up to this point. He doesn't take as many hard head-on collisions, and he's just elusive. Like we're going to trust, and we can win this way.
Yeah,
we can win at a high level.
It's the only. Listen, you got no choice. No. We're going to put him in the pocket.
No, you got to have. This is the part of his game that makes him so terrifying.
Here's a quick rundown of the players received in that trade. The Rams, Washington football team trade. Michael Brockers still a force on that roster.
He was a good pick.
Still in the roster. Janoris Jenkins started for them quite a bit. No longer on the team. But this trade happened in 2012. So Isaiah Pede, Rakevious Watkins, Alec Ogletree started for them for a little bit.
Then they had to get rid of him.
Yeah, he was on the all-rookie team. Stedman Bailey.
A little bit. Stedman Bailey's bust.
Zach Stacy and Greg Robinson.
He had bust. Greg Robinson was the early pick.
Number two overall.
You could argue that the later picks were better than the early picks in some cases. Zach Stacy had 2 years. Ogletree was okay.
Yeah.
Janoris Jenkins was okay. He was fine.
He had three interceptions returned for a touchdown in his rookie season, so he had
a
bright
an early impact.
Yeah, Michael Brockers.
Isaiah Pede was a waste. Brockers has been solid. Brockers has been solid. He's still there.
Yes.
I mean, so they definitely got the better of that. It obviously would have been a whole lot better if Greg Robinson had become a player. But all for RG3.
When we come back, we'll get back to the Texans head coaching search and what's going on with the other coaches in the NFL. Don't go anywhere.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Sun is down, freezing cold. That's how we already know. When it's here, my dog will probably do it for Louis Bell.
He'll always do it for Louis Bell. Travis Scott, you know my kids? Two of my kids went to, like, DH gate and got Cactus Jack basketball jerseys. It's the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
And why would they get a free rein on the money they can spend?
Well, these are they had they got from DH gate. They got some knockoff version. And one of them, Mason, has a look now where he wears a black hoodie and then he wears his jersey over it. Mm-hmm. And he's wearing that before his basketball game. Like, everyone else is in their basketball jerseys. They're the Celtics. Everyone's got their green shorts, green. Mason's sitting there in the layup line with a hoodie on with a Cactus Jack jersey over the top of it.
We call that swag.
Yeah, it did. But then when he took it off and played, it didn't feel like a lot of swag.
Well,
that's because he took it off.
And he's just said, I got to see what my kids, how they play basketball right now. I'm like, oh, my God. The pandemic has killed their game. They're so out of shape. They're like, they're not in basketball shape at all. They're gassed. And I'm just like, this is what happens when you try to binge watch The Office before it goes off of Netflix. And y'all sit on a couch for about 57 straight days, not moving.
Is that a parenting failure, Lance?
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah.
But I don't look at it.
Your Kyrie prediction might be right. The Nets GM said he's excited to return. He talked to Kyrie, and Kyrie's excited to return.
Oh, I know I'm going
to
be
right.
And
it doesn't. And the trade for James Harden has absolutely nothing to do with Kyrie.
I was positive of this. I mean, this is Kyrie. All of a sudden, his little leverage
he says
of being
he's excited to return. Yeah, we'll see.
Bet you he returns fast.
He's excited to return. He just doesn't know when.
He's going to lose. I'm telling you, he's going to lose his little place in the sandbox. You got to carve out your space. If you're an alpha, this is going to be a lot like Charles and Clyde. They may get along for a year. It is going to go sideways.
Not even.
It is going to go sideways.
All right. For those of you who haven't heard yet, Robert Sala is going to former Texan coach, is going to the Jets. Arthur Smith is going to the Falcons. And Urban Meyer is with the Jags. So the Bears are sticking with Nagy, so it looks like there's just the Lions and the Texans that have job openings. The Texans allegedly are on the Eric Bieniemy train, but his issues in the past are something that they're vetting, that they're looking into. It's just not the Texans. It's just not the McNair way to be having a guy that had the issues that he had as a youngster. Now, it's going on 30 years ago that some of this stuff happened, but it still happened. It's still that guy. I mean, he could be. Listen, there's a lot of people that turned their lives around, and it looks like Eric Bieniemy has. Eric Bieniemy hasn't had any issues, right? Nothing. We don't know the guy. You have no idea what the guy is like.
Right.
But he is vouched for by people in that Chiefs organization.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he is.
The Eagles still have a job opening, and they're looking at Mike Kafka. Mm-hmm. So that there is that. It would be funny if Mike Kafka, the Northwestern quarterback, got a job before Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator.
So I'm gonna say this is.
I don't think funny is the word a lot of people
would use. No, but a lot of people would use another word.
Yeah. Think of this. This is going to be. This is going to be something for you to consider. If the Houston Texans brought Eric Bieniemy in, if he even wanted to interview, and he may not, he may say, I'm going to wait for a better job. But if he got an interview with Houston, and they interview him after the playoffs, and all of a sudden he's offered a job, would that make Deshaun Watson happy, yes or no? Deshaun has professed that he likes Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
So now your quarterback's happy,
yes.
Right?
Would it smooth it over if they offered?
Uh huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now you have Eric Bieniemy is in the fold, and your quarterback is happy. Does that take heat off of the Jack Easterby thing?
No.
I think so. I don't think you'd hear about Jack Easterby if your quarterback's happy, and you've got a general manager. I don't think we talk about Jack Easterby much anymore.
Until Jack Easterby is
Jack out, has to interject himself.
Until Jack Easterby is out of the building, people will always assume he's having a part in everything that's going on.
Right, but do you think, but there would have to be something that happens that's terribly stupid, and then he would be blamed for it. And I don't think it's, I don't think we're likely to see terribly stupid from Nick Caserio.
Terribly stupid or just, oh, you missed on something. Oh, that's the guy that Jack used to be wanted.
Well, Jack could come out and say, we've got to have, well, Jack's not going to come out and say anything. You won't see him in public. You won't hear him. He's not going
to. You talk about Casario's tied to Jack Easterby. Even if Easterby takes, hey, we don't even hear from him. He doesn't talk. He just stays in the background. Anything that Casario does that doesn't work out, oh, that's the guy that Jack Easterby wanted.
You think so, though?
I think so.
Because Nick Caserio is known for being his own guy.
I don't think that.
He's going to be at press conferences for a GM. Remember, we haven't had an actual GM press conference for a long time. Brian Gain rarely spoke to the media. Bill O'Brien was a coach. So when we heard Bill O'Brien talking, it was as a coach. Jack Easterby never addressed the public as a GM. I think when Nick Caserio addresses a GM, we're going to assume it's Nick Caserio making
decisions. I'm not saying Jack Easterby is going to be making decisions. What I'm going to say is, we know that the reason Nick Caserio got hired is because Jack Easterby got it done for him.
Right.
So they are tied together.
They are inextricable. But I don't think Nick Caserio decisions are going to be blamed on Jack Easterby. I just think that the culture is still going to be, what the hell is that guy doing in there? I think the overall stank on him is that he is a backstabber, that he's a climber, that he is a manipulator. And none of those things are going to change until he leaves. I mean, now, he won't be making – what decisions will he be making that affect any of our lives? I don't know. Anytime anybody gets fired in that building, it's probably going to – well, Jack Easterby stabbed him in the back. It's probably going to be, you know, oh, well, that's an Easterby move. I just think you just got to separate. You got to cut the head of the snake off. You just got to separate from that. And – Listen, I don't know Jack Easterby from Adam. I don't know. He's probably a great guy. I have no idea.
Seems like it.
Well, a lot of people say that, and then there's the other people that have gotten, you know, have caught it, got a fresh
one because
of Jack
Easterby. And they'll say, did these seem like great people things that's going on here?
Doesn't really.
Or does it seem like self-serving?
It doesn't appear that way.
Does it appear to be self-serving?
Yeah. I don't know. We're all of us are playing with Jack Easterby's future. Because I'm going to tell you this, I don't know what team's going to hire Jack Easterby after this.
No.
None. Zero.
Depending on the length and the lucrative and how lucrative that deal is, I mean, sure, he wants to work, but not like he's going to be hurting for money after this deal is up.
Nope.
He'll do something else that's not football related. He'll be fine.
He'll have to move to another city that never heard of an Easterby. I'm pretty sure his name is pretty... I don't know any organization in Houston that would go, yeah, I got to get that guy in here.
No,
I don't know, man. He's a good speaker.
I don't know.
Maybe. He's a guy who convinces people. I would not.
That's not a great thing. Anybody in the building that Jack Easterby walks in, any corporation that Jack Easterby will go, you better watch your back.
Let me tell you what. The Bhagwan is pretty good at getting people excited about him. Or Keith. I'm trying to remember Keith's name, but he was from the HBO documentary where all the women were he ended up branding them all. What was that called? The sex cult?
The one Raheel was in?
He nearly was in. Keith Raniere, is that what his name
Keith
was?
Keith Raniere.
Yeah.
He is without all that stuff. But Keith Raniere was a no. great communicator, and he was very convincing. Jack is a great talker. He's convincing. He's got positive energy. He's going to move up the ladder wherever he goes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If I'm an executive somewhere, I'm going to watch my back if Jack Easterby's in my
yeah,
corporation.
Probably so, but he's as high as he's the Val. That's it. Thank you, Ryan. This is as high as he can go.
I feel like Jack's next move is to team the Texans up with Lakewood Church.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Joel Osteen will come together on something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying at some point we're going to be looking at Jack doing sermons on Sunday, but maybe he becomes a business advisor or maybe just buddies with Joel Osteen.
When's the last time? How many moves have the Texans made that have made the public happy? And I'm not counting firing Bill O'Brien. That's a reactive move to something going bad. I think trading for Deshaun Watson would be one. What else? What else have they done where they made a move where people are excited? Not Mario. Clowney I didn't get the sense that people were, I guess people like Clowney okay.
Yeah. I mean, the drafting of Clowney, yeah.
No. They wanted, Johnny would have been a more popular pick.
No, you weren't going to take Johnny with the number one.
But Johnny would have been a more popular pick with the fans.
Oh, not with,
Johnny had
not
a hot
with
name.
Half the fan base. Don't forget there's a lot of Longhorns here.
There's a lot of Aggies who would have loved Vince Young with the, yes, I mean, with the, oh, we heard from so many people who said, Vince has really made me a fan. I'm a big fan of Vince.
But the Longhorns would have been so flippant, unbearable that they were like, I don't want any part of it. I don't want Vince here.
They haven't done a lot of things that have made the fan base.
No, I mean, in their entire history.
Yeah, in their history.
The Cowboy win.
Yeah, but what move have they made?
Oh, move.
Has there been a big, exciting free agency move? I'm on Green. Was that a good one?
They didn't turn out all that.
The fans were,
and even the good ones, the smart ones, didn't like J. Joe, and they wanted Nnamdi Asamoah.
Yeah,
which was not the right move. The right move ended up being what they did.
Right move.
Yeah, J. Joe. What's that?
Arian.
But he was
signing as a free agent.
Well, yeah, but no one, that didn't excite the fans.
Oh no. Not like the Rockets bringing Tracy McGrady or Yao Ming or
it doesn't mean that it's a good thing, just a good move because you excite the fan base. I'm just making a point from the name of the Houston Texans. Maybe a lot of people liked
red,
it.
White,
I didn't
and blue
the color song. Scheme, the song, the draft picks, David Carr, I guess was okay. I don't remember
he's a good pick.
They were okay with that. Yeah. Julius Peppers, some people wanted him, but it was a quarterback, David Carr. But he wasn't a hot name he wasn't a Heisman finalist.
No.
Or anything like that.
Well, he went to Fresno.
Right.
I guess Andre Johnson. He was the pick, though.
Andre Johnson. I can just tell you, on one hand, over the last 18, 19 years, on one hand, you can count the things that have made people excited in Houston. Moves that the organization have made. You can't come up with a lot. It's hard.
No. Coaching hires, whatever. I think Bill O'Brien was a coaching hire that people liked.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah. I mean, it might have been.
It was.
It might have been.
It was.
They didn't dislike it. People didn't. I liked it. I thought Bill O'Brien. Yeah. I was happy about the Bill O'Brien.
Me too.
Addition.
Yeah.
And we were right. Winningest head coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations to us for hitting that on the head.
Dead.
The
on.
Most division titles Thank and you. Playoff appearances and the winningest coach in Texans
the
history. You're welcome. The
foresight you two showed was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. 713-780-3776. We'll hear from Shaq on James Harden. When we come back, it's something that you're going to want to hear. Right now, though, Todd and Letitia, their family was growing. They needed a bigger house, so they had to sell theirs. In just 2 days on the market, they had 27 showings and 11 offers. Their home sold for $5,000 over list price. That's ridiculous. And here's the deal is they had to find another home, so they found the home. Well, they were able to sell their home because they sold it in just a couple of days. A lot of times, though, it's not going to be that easy. Well, the Loken Group says you can buy before you sell. They got a program that makes it possible for you to move when you're ready. Take the time you need to sell your current home for the best possible price. And what happens if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? You need to go with the Loken Group, who consistently sell homes other agents can't sell. If your house has been on the market for any amount of time, go with the Loken Group. They'll give you an immediate cash offer for it. Or they'll sell it. They will sell it. And on the average, 15 days. The average for the average average agent, 51 days. Don't go with any other agent. You will love the Loken Group. 281-861-4624. This is what they do every single day. They're the best in the business. Number one in Keller Williams Platinum in Texas and number two in the world. 281-861-4624 or the Loken Group, LOKEN, thelokengroup.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. we're going to get to Shaq here in just a second, but Randy's been waiting. He wants to talk about this Crosby game. They're playing at 1 o'clock in the state championship in Jerry's World. Hey, Randy, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Love the show.
Thanks, Bill.
I just want to give a shout-out to my Crosby Cougars playing for the 5A Division II championship today in Dallas. Just want to wish safe travels to half the town that's headed that way now. Appreciate you. Let me talk.
All right, Bill.
You know what? It's really cool for us. So my brother won a state championship as a player with John Curtis in Louisiana.
I won one in Illinois.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And then he won one as a coach at Bay City also. And he just said, you know, I just remember, it's cool. You're winning a championship as a kid in high school. Like, it's awesome. A great, great feeling.
Never forget it.
Where did y'all play?
We played in Champaign. It was freezing cold.
What month did you play in?
And it was the end of November. It was freezing. It was Thanksgiving weekend. And it was unseasonably cold.
Do you remember the score?
It was a low-scoring game.
I was going to go 12-7.
No. I can't remember the score. I do remember they gave us all cigars afterwards.
Did they?
And we were smoking them in the locker room, but I went in the stall and started smoking a cigarette. And the coach was banging on the stall going, "Who's smoking a cigarette in there?"
I'm like, "What in the stall to smoke a cigarette?"
And I was like, "Everybody's smoking cigars. What the hell's the difference if I'm smoking a cigarette? Who cares?"
Then on
the bus on the way back, because it was like a 4-hour ride, we were smoking cigarettes on the way back.
You're chunking heaters on the way back from winning a state championship?
Yeah, pretty much. And then it was a party. Then it was on. Then it was a party. Okay, that was nothing compared to what happened after that. It was great memories.
Well, good luck to Crosby and congrats.
I don't really think they give cigars out to players, high school players, or cigarettes out to players anymore.
All right, guys. Hey, Crosby Cougars, congratulations, and here's your cigarettes.
Way to go, boys. Smoke
them. Let's celebrate.
Yeah.
Celebrate with some cancer sticks.
I'm pretty sure on buses on the way back, you can't smoke cigarettes anymore.
You went into the stall to sneak a cig, which, of course, you had with you in your road bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I had my smokes with me. Of course I did.
Why would you not? Did you do this?
No, I didn't roll up in your sleeve. No. Anyway, so that was fun.
Did you have black Chucks on?
I did not have black Chucks on. I had white Chucks. I didn't have black Chucks.
Okay.
Yeah. Shaq.
Was Adrian Zemed with you at any point?
I don't know who that is.
Where you're prowling. Did you ever sing with the animals? Walk, talk like a T-bird, and then sing prowling.
I don't know what that means. I've never heard that before. So, no.
Did you have a girlfriend who wore black pants and would straddle a ladder and sing Cool Rider?
Neat stuff, Lance.
Yeah, neat stuff.
Yeah, a whole lot cooler if you did.
What movie is this?
It's Grease 2.
Oh, it is? No one's ever watched Grease 2, so how would we know?
Billions
this?
Of people have no watched one. Grease 2.
That was
Grease.
Michelle Pfeiffer, billions. Wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I missed it.
Yep.
Grease 1 was awesome. Grease 2, not so much. Any 2. Okay, you will probably watch Caddyshack 2.
Yeah,
okay?
It was awful.
You know what's a great 2? Bikini Car Wash 2.
Bikini Car Wash 2 is great?
It's much better than
Godfather 2 is the only good 2.
I just gave you a better 2. Bikini Car Wash 2.
Let me look. I'll see.
Oh, speaking of car washes, did you see there's a car wash here in Houston?
Yes.
That if you bring your James Harden jersey in, they will give you a free car wash because they will throw it in the trash. They do not want James. If you're done with your James Harden jerseys, of course, they may be doing that to resell it.
Mm-mm.
But if you bring your James Harden jerseys in, there's a car wash in Houston that will give you a free car wash.
How about
your
that?
James Harden jersey.
What's the name of it?
Gary's
Car
Wash Factory.
No.
Car Wash Factory.
No, that's not it. I'll find it for people. I'll find it for everybody. I saw the story already. I don't know. Channel 13 put it out. Here, we'll find it. But anyway, in the meantime, while we're talking about burning James Harden's jerseys, here's what Shaq.
Well, no one said we were talking about burning James Harden's jerseys.
Here's Shaq talking about James Harden.
Yes and no. One is the business of basketball, but you know, when you say you gave the city your all, that ain't true. And I'm about to say some things, and keep in mind I have G14 classification to say these things. You asked for Dwight Howard. We gave him to you. Didn't work out. You asked for Chris Paul. We gave him to you. You asked for some shooters. We gave it to you. We asked for Westbrook, your homeboy from Little League. We gave him to you. Didn't work out. And when you say I gave you everything, I say no, you didn't. Because the last five games, when it comes to elimination, you're 1-4. You've been shooting 41%, 24% from three, 32 assists, and 27 turnovers. I used to be like James. I used to come home and complain, man, he didn't do it, and my father, rest in peace, Sergeant Philip Harris, used to say, but what the hell did you do? He ain't do nothing. He ain't step up when he was supposed to step up. So, you know, when you're the man and you make all the money, you make 30, 40 million a year, it's a big responsibility. Chuck has said this many times. When you're the man, you got a big responsibility. It's all on you. So when it comes time to show up, he ain't show up. So I know a lot of people in Houston, glad he's gone. So now he got his little super team. He got to win this year. If he don't win this year, it's a bust, period.
Well done, Chuck. I see. That's a narrative here that we don't know. But
play it all the way till the dab.
He didn't dab.
The only person who dabs after saying things is you. No one dabbed.
No one he dabbed on him. What he just did.
He did dab on him. There's no question. But he didn't actually do it because it's too corny.
He actually spelled it out.
Even Shaq isn't that corny.
He spelled it out perfectly.
Perfectly.
James is, and you know, we've done this many times, and we've pulled the stats for you and showed you how bad it is in elimination games. But when you talk about the fact that you say you gave it all and all that, sometimes you did. Did you in the offseason? Did you in game, did you when it really mattered most?
I think James worked hard.
I think he gave a lot. I think he gave a lot. He was compensated a lot. It was not like he was not taken care of. He was given extensions after like Daryl Morey couldn't wait to give him more money. It was constantly a race to give him a longer extension and more money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give you everything you want. And so it's not like he did. He literally got, he was the spoiled kid who got everything he wanted. All the money, all the power, everything he wanted. Shaq points it out really well there. And then he did not give back at the most important times. And I think it's because he just gets nervous. Like, I just don't think he likes that burden. And I think he'll love being able to have a different guy be the number one guy. I think he can play how he wants to play with KD, but KD is the number one. And for James, I think James is going to be fine with that. I really do. I think he's going to be fine with being 1A. What gets tricky is when you throw a 1B in there and Kyrie Irving, because then that's when the personalities. Clyde was fine with being the 1A to Dream. He had no problem with it.
Yeah.
But it's when Charles comes in and takes some of your sandbox, that's real tough. That was real tough for Charles. Because Charles didn't like Clyde's work ethic.
Yeah, that was
Clyde didn't like Charles's work ethic. Neither one had a personality the other one liked, because they are very different personalities. And we'll see what happens with Kyrie and James. We'll see. But like you said, that's an NP now. Net problem. That's not an MP, my problem.
Nope.
That's not an RP. And life AB was good yesterday for the Rockets. They get a win against the Spurs, and it is a team full of guys who you don't know a lot about. It is, boy, that roster has really been remade when you just settle down and look at all the different names. And Christian Wood is still doing what he's doing. He's got a chance to be an all-star this year, which is an incredible find for Rafael Stone. Just a great job there, although it is a three-year deal. So don't be surprised if there's already early extensions for him as well. Before his last year, he will have a new deal for sure. They'll probably make him play at this deal for 2 years, and then they'll, before year three, he'll have a new extension. Maybe in the middle of year two, he'll have a new extension. But look at the team they have now. It's not a great team. John Wall didn't even play, but you got guys who played really well yesterday.
Eric Gordon didn't play. John Wall didn't play. Listen, you played the Spurs. And I will say this. It was awesome at the end of the game. They took over. They went on a 13-6 run to finish the game. And you, it was like, holy crap, who are these guys that are making these Sterling Brown and Mason Jones? I didn't even know there was a Mason Jones. I had no idea what a Mason Jones was. Mason Jones and David Nwaba and what the hell? This guy tweeted Worldwide Wob. He said, should not be a surprise to anyone that the Rockets won this game. These players, they haven't touched the ball in years. I'd be excited too. Yeah, they're pretty damn excited about being able to.
They haven't touched the ball in years. Stop. That's just a cheap joke. James, did they not see the assist numbers? Stop. Stop.
Yeah, no. No,
over 11 assists a game. Stop it. That's just a low-hanging fruit joke. I respect it.
P.J. Tucker went off on the bench in their last time out, and he just went off and started yelling. It looked like he was trying to urge them to. They were down by three, and then they went on a run in the last 3 minutes and just kicked their ass and did a nice job. Maybe they needed a little bit of fire from P.J. Eric Gordon's in the background nodding his head, so I guess he was in agreement. This wasn't an Odell Beckham kind of. Kind of deal where
give me
the ball.
Oh, no, he's a good leader.
PJ is.
He's a good leader. Yeah. He's just unhappy that they're not giving him more money, and it's not a good business move.
Wow. He's unhappy. I'm unhappy that the Rockets aren't giving me more money, too.
I'm unhappy that Craig DeCerf's not just throwing me a bunch of money, but, you know, I do drive a great car from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. I drive the Chevy Traverse. My wife does as well. Looks good. Handles good. I mean, it looks great. Handles great. The price is exceptional, and we had a great program. It's called a program where you get something that pops up during a month for a certain vehicle where you don't want to miss out on it. They've got one right now, 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 crew cab models, $6,250 cash purchase allowance right now, $6,250 for well-qualified buyers, and that's a great deal. On the Chevy Equinox, they have what can be as much as $7,250 available to you for the Chevy Equinox, which is almost unheard of. So many great offers going on with the programs they have available. Go to LanceZCars.com. But I'm going to tell you right now, the Chevys, for example, are building some amazing vehicles, and all of the different types of vehicles, from the smaller crossovers to the larger crossovers to the SUVs, and obviously into the pickup range, they have a vehicle that's right for you right there in Angleton. You can start the car buying experience online like so many people do at LanceZCars.com, but you can also get the entire thing done, including your negotiations of price or your negotiations of what you want for trade-in value. So make sure before you do anything else, you go online to LanceZCars.com, find what you want, and when you're ready, my friends in Angleton are going to save you a ton of money on a great vehicle.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.